Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Head once again out to the newsmaker line. Jerry Coleman from 105.7 The Fan, the Big Bad Morning Show, and also is the station's Orioles reporter. And Jerry, thanks for the time. Very much appreciated. And I guess you guys knew he wasn't coming back last year. That's why he got dealt to the L.A. Dodgers. What can you tell us about Mr. Machado?
Well, I have to tell you, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. I think it was a checkered career for Manny in Baltimore in his 6.5 years here. Probably should have been dealt before he even was, probably the year before when the Orioles were very much out of contention and back-to-back last place finishes the last couple of years. Listen, this guy finished in the top five in the MVP race twice during his career, but I say checkered because there were times that we saw, just like with the Dodgers in the World Series, he did not hustle, he lacked focus, he was aloof at times with his teammates, so there were issues with him here in Baltimore where he didn't face a lot of media scrutiny, and he won't probably in San Diego, and there's a lot of similarities between the two teams that are trying to rebuild, although I'd say the Padres are ahead of the Orioles.
Jerry, Tony Gwynn Jr., I have to ask, where do you think that checkered pass or that checkered career in Baltimore, what does it stem from?
Well, I just think it stems, Tony, from him being, you know, a top-round draft pick coming out of Miami and high school ranks and having a lot handed to him and just taking things so easily in terms of it just came so easily for him in terms of hitting and fielding, and it looked so effortless at times that, you know, there were times where he didn't hustle. I mean, we saw that in the World Series for the country to see, but we saw a lot of it here in Baltimore where he did not run out ground balls that could have been base hits, where he did not hustle at times to take that extra base on the base pass. He played excellent defense, but then somehow managed to make his way over to shortstop this past season before being dealt, where he's truly a much better. He's a platinum glove third baseman. He may be a gold glover sometimes at shortstop.
Jerry Coleman, our guest on 97.3, The Fan. I know last year it was a difficult year there in Baltimore, to say the least, but how did Buck Showalter deal with Machado?
Well, I thought he coddled him a little bit too much, to be honest, and Buck did that with a lot of his players. He tries to protect them. That's his nature. He always defended Manny, but we know there were conversations behind the scenes because off the record, Buck would, you know, put it out there that this is the way it went to some of the reporters, that, you know, I'm not going to call the guy out in front of you and throw him under the bus, but we did have a conversation of why he didn't run hard to first base and how he should handle things. Listen, Manny is a terrific player, like I said. He's not a leader, hasn't been a leader throughout his career. Maybe that will change in San Diego. That's just not his makeup, though. He was more of a guy that led by what he did at the plate and in the field, not a big talker.
Jerry, obviously, you guys had Adam Jones there, who was, I think, the bona fide leader for that Baltimore Orioles team. Do you think Manny is capable, along with a guy like Eric Hosmer, to be able to lead a younger squad? I know losing can wear on people differently, but clearly there has been some issues there in Baltimore. Do you think he's capable of leading alongside another leader like Eric Hosmer?
Well, I'll be curious to see that, Tony, and that's an excellent point, bringing up Adam Jones, who, you know, a lot of Oriole fans really do miss, and we know he's a San Diego native,
yeah.
And, you know, we wish him nothing but the best if he doesn't return here. And maybe because of his heavy presence and being in the locker room for such a long time, that overshadowed Manny in a lot of ways, and they were close friends, but maybe Manny getting a fresh start has a chance to be a leader along with a guy like Hosmer, who's been around for a while, and, you know, set the tone inside the clubhouse, because maybe that's something they're looking for with younger players like Tatis Jr.
Yeah.
Coming into the ranks. But maybe he has that in his makeup going forward. So far, we haven't seen a lot of evidence of it.
Jerry, I asked this question because I'm down there all the time and I have to deal with these ball players. It's a twofold question. Number one, how did Manny deal with the media in Baltimore, and how did he deal with the fans?
Well, it was for the fans. They loved him here. I mean, because of what he did. I mean, he had a lot of fans, but he also, you know, there were boos at Camden Yards at times when he did not run out balls or give less than 100%. As far as dealing with the media, it's checkered. I mean, it really, just like with his play and his personality, depends how his mood is, depends on how he's going. For the most part, he was very cooperative, though. I would not say that he would alienate anyone. But, again, didn't face a lot of scrutiny in Baltimore, faced a lot more in Los Angeles, seemed to deal with it to a degree. And that's why it's kind of shocking, because he said he was mostly an East Coast guy, but I just think the money was too much to turn down, and that's why he decided to go out there. And I personally do not think he will opt out after 5 years, because I find it hard to believe he's going to find that kind of money again in 5 years.
Well, I got to believe Baltimore, I know they're going through a complete rebuild, new general manager and a new direction, but boy, he'd have been a nice cornerstone guy to have a part of that franchise at only 26 years of age.
No doubt about it. Unfortunately, they're paying the wrong guy in Chris Davis, who got paid at the right time before Manny came due. Of course, if we could revisit everything, I think Adam Jones and Manny Machado may be the cornerstones of this team, and Jonathan Scope as well, and they would have paid him instead, or those three, instead of Chris Davis, who's, you know, still got 4 years remaining on a $161 million deal.
Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this baseball season, my friend.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy Manny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.